I'd like to welcome all the parents who joined us this morning in the preparation for Hanukkah, family learning. We were talking the halachas of Hanukkah, so we're holding by the halachas of the shemen and the psilas, the oil and the wicks, which are preferable to use, they're halachically needed to be used for the purpose of Hanukkah. Meeker than any type of shemen is kosher. However, it's preferred to use shemen zayis. Olive oil is preferred. The Ramah says that in the Medinas which we live in, the countries which we live in, we've used candles made out of wax because they produce a clear light. And he seems to understand that that's comparable to shemen. There's a morale which points out that it's preferable, which is brought down by the Teres Kenim, that we, since the purpose is to remind us of the lighting of the candle in the base of Mikdash, which had to be done with oil and olive oil, so it's preferable to use olive oil over candles, if possible. Eliyahu Rabbah points out a person should not mix. You're lighting one night, you have three candles and the sixth night, three candles and three made out of oil. It should be all, either all candles or all oil. Where this comes up, some people comes up the night of the Shabbos night. It comes out this year, the eighth night is Friday night. So a person has to make sure that it lasts a certain amount of time. You want to make someone with a long candle, and the rest he'll use his regular olive oil. It's preferable not to do that. You should try and make them all of the same type. There's a question which is brought up, if you want to have the advantage of using olive oil. So they sell on the market, they have a container of oil which is congealed. So it doesn't spill when you turn it upside down. So is that considered, does it have the mile of olive oil? Maybe that's like a candle already, it's congealed. Is that considered the same or not? So those who raise the question, Rav Moshe Shurmer calls it does not have the advantage of olive oil, and a person who wants to have that advantage of olive oil should not use it. The Rav Ozner, on the other hand, holds that it's not a problem. So if you want to do the best of the best, obviously you should try and avoid it. If that's an option which you want to use, obviously it's kosher, no question that it's kosher. Oil should be used. There's a question, does it have to be oil which is edible, it has a heksher on it, which is edible, or are we concerned about other things mixed in or not? If we're comparing it to that, the oil of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mikdash, the oil had to be Mashki Yisrael. It had to be with something which could be edible by the Jews. An electric menorah. If a person wants to be yotze with an electric menorah, so clearly in all the person agree, you cannot make a bracha on an electric menorah. There are those who say that it is kosher, they would hold you could, but the consensus of the Pesachim is you cannot say a bracha on it. In a situation, a person has no other option, a person's in a hospital, let's say, and there's no other option but lighting with electric menorah, a person should light with an electric menorah, because there is what to say that you are yotze, but a person should not make a bracha on it. In a situation where a person wants to light with electric, if a person has the option of actually using a flashlight or something of that sort, is preferable, because one of the arguments against electric menorah, it has to have enough oil to last for 30 minutes. The AC current has no electricity there in your container. However, someone which uses a battery has the energy there, so maybe that's comparable to having a half an hour's worth of shemen in it to be light with it. So Shlomo Zalman says you should use preferably something which has a battery over AC. Regards to wicks, the preferable wicks is brought down halacha are either made out of cotton or flax. The question is brought up, if a person wants to light with oil and he puts in wicks which are covered with wax, is that called he's lighting with oil? Is that called he's lighting with wax? Because the oil, the wick which he has, they're covered with wax. So really you're lighting wax, you're not lighting oil. So do you have the advantage of lighting shemen zayis when you use such wicks? The response on that, both the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner, and Rav Shlomo Zalman both held that's not a problem at all. The Riva Sefraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, should be Gzitten Stark, he holds that a person should not use it, and Rav Nosson Tistetner suggests what you should do is dip it in oil, so the moment you're lighting it, you've lit the oil, or preferably, or alternatively, you light it beforehand, so that already removes some of the oil, some of the wax on top, and that allows you now to fulfill the mitzvah of lighting with oil, like the preferred way of doing halacha. Have a good morning, and have a good day.